Democrats reject ban on middle-class tax hikes and Inflation Reduction Act. By John Binder on August 7, 2022. Senate Democrats, on a party-line vote, rejected an amendment to their Inflation Reduction Act that would ban Internal Revenue Service (IRS) funds from being used to go after working and middle-class Americans with audits and tax hikes. On Sunday, Senate Democrats passed the Inflation Reduction Act, which includes $80 billion for the IRS to target mostly working and middle-class American households, squeezed by inflation, with more audits. The Joint Committee on Taxation has reported that 78-90% of the taxpayer money raised by new audits and investigations as a result of the legislation would come from American households earning less than $200,000 a year. Meanwhile, just 4-9% is expected to come from households earning more than $500,000 a year. Senator Mike Crapo, RID, offered an amendment that would ban any of the new IRS funds from being used to target Americans earning less than $400,000 annually. Crapo said the amendment ensured that President Joe Biden would not break his promise to not raise taxes on Americans earning less than $400,000 a year. The amendment, though, was rejected by all Senate Democrats on a party-line vote. The passed legislation, instead, only suggests that Congress does not intend to raise taxes on households with annual incomes of less than $400,000. The Inflation Reduction Act is seemingly a violation of a promise Biden made to American taxpayers in his most recent State of the Union (SOTU) address in March. And under my plan, nobody earning less than $400,000 a year will pay an additional penny in new taxes. Nobody, Biden said at the time. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.